You're listening to the SansPants Network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and all the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what plot lines are Marvel going to abandon now? Sony came out and they said they were having a good time.
Yeah,
and I think it is worth noting that shitting the bed comes for all of us.
Yes. Mm.
Of course.
You can't sleep in a bed forever. Inevitably, you must shit it.
Yeah.
There's wisdom
and
in that.
The comic book universe is a cinematic universe. Mm-hmm. We all mocked the DC ones because they were bad. And then we all mocked the Sony ones because they were bad. Or maybe the Sony ones were bad first. They were early 2010s, they were both bad.
It was
bad.
A bad, bad, bad
thing. I think it's just like cinematic universes.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, Marvel comes on the scene and they're like, hey, look, we made this bed, we slept in it, and we didn't shit on it. Then like
the first guys to ever
do it. Then like, what was it, the Monsters Universe? We're like,
Dark Universe.
Give us a go! Straight away, we ate so much crab last night.
Shit hit the bed first.
Yeah.
They went on the bed shit.
I don't know if crabs and prunes was a good dinner.
Yeah. That is a good analogy for the Dark Universe. Yeah. They opened their bed and
they turned around. Aiming at the bed, shit coming out, and then sat on the shit on their sheets.
Yeah.
Like, well, I was like, that's not how you get your bed, Dark Universe. That's not how you do it, guys.
Yeah, so we're like, you gotta sit, you gotta lie in the bed.
You gotta be in the bed first.
You gotta be in the bed, have a nice little nap, and oh no. I also have crabs and bruises?
I think it's the difference between shitting the bed and shitting on the bed. I feel like the Dark Universe shat on the bed.
Yeah.
And then shat the bed.
Yeah. I guess, actually, you know what? It's probably fair to say that Sony shits the bed first because the leaked emails and the Amazing Spider-Man movies come before any of the Zack Snyder stuff.
Yeah, good point.
Like, Man of Steel comes out, no one's like, they've shit the bed. They're like, oh, that movie could have been better. But that's
not the right beginning, but I'm sure they'll figure it out.
I was like, I think someone at least farted in the bed.
Yeah.
No, but like...
I like to think I might have been the canary in the goddamn gold mine
in the
there.
Bed.
I think
it was bad.
I think it's all right because Man of Steel's bad, but it also doesn't do the thing that the movies were like we've just spoken about too, which is apart from the fact there's a satellite that says Wayne Industries, Batman's here and the Justice League and Green Lantern's there.
We've pointed it out before, and it's just worth reiterating that the goodwill that the DC universe had stemmed from the first trailer for Man of Steel.
Yes.
That was the first trailer was where they built up goodwill. And past that point, it was kind of all downhill.
Well, it was all based on, like, the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose they had a little bit of goodwill from beforehand. That's a good point.
Yeah, Sony shit the bed, then DC shit the bed. Anyway, and everyone's like, well, Marvel, their movies mightn't be that good anymore.
Yeah.
And numbers might be going down slightly, but they don't have anything really that much to worry about. Well, anyway, fast forward to now, they got a lot to worry about. Everything's bombing.
Yeah. They've not done well
and
since.
Bob Iger has come out and been
Multiverse
like...
Multiverse of Madness, maybe?
Hey.
Guardians 3?
Guardians and Multiverse of Madness both did numbers, but neither of them cracked a billion.
Yes.
No, yeah, but they did... They at least got their budget back.
Yeah, but that's not... That's not a tick.
I mean, it kind of is these days.
No.
The bar's pretty low.
No, but that's the thing. I think we've been tricked into thinking that... making back their budget. It's like, oh, it didn't bomb.
Yeah,
but you don't make, spend $250 million and then another $200 million of marketing to then make $5 million.
Yeah. Yes, it was very true. Yeah. Very true.
They want a good return of investment.
Yeah.
They're going big and hoping for the big to come back. They're not going big and then going home.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I think this happened, it was a couple of months ago now, but it's been reiterated again. But Bob Iger, who is the new CEO after Bob Chapek, I think, was the other guy. Anyway, Bob Iger greenlights.
So many Bobs.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many Bobs. Bob Iger greenlights like Disney Plus stuff, which, as we all will probably be aware, that's the beginning of the end for them.
Sure,
it's where they flood the market too much and no one gives a shit and everything's going to streaming too quick. COVID doesn't help. Anyway, Bob Chapek, I'm pretty sure, he's definitely a guy. I think that's a guy I'm thinking of, though. If you're Bob Chapek and this wasn't you and you're like, why are you attacking me? I'm sorry.
This is the official base of speculation, Bob Chapek apology. Bob Chapek, we're sorry.
That's if we're wrong. If we're not wrong, then Bob Chapek, we rescind the apology.
Actually, it's on my little machine screen here. It is Bob Chapek.
All right, we rescind our apology.
Take that,
fuck you, Bob Chapek. Anyway, Bob Chapek steps down or gets fired, can't remember.
Yeah.
Bob Iger comes back and he's like, whoa, we're making too much of the shit that I said we should make. And don't worry, we're gonna stop making
the
shit.
Hang on a second, I shat in this bed, now you're lying?
No, he's like, look, I opened this bed and I put prunes next to the bed.
I fed everybody a dinner of crab and prunes. I didn't expect you to go to bed straight afterward.
And then shit all over it.
I do believe the metaphor has gotten away from us.
No, not really. That's a pretty fair analogy.
Yeah.
It's like cooking a dinner party, giving everyone food poisoning intentionally, and then being upset your sheets have been ruined.
That is funny.
Like, I wouldn't have done that.
You're watching everybody
like,
at the table.
You did do that.
Grabbing their stomachs. Like, I fucking got him. And then they're like, can we stay the night? And you're like, no. Go home. Shit your car, not my bed.
Here's your third helping of crabs and prunes.
Why did I do that
Thank
to my
you,
good
Bob.
So,
that's
yeah.
an intense betrayal. Yeah.
Bob Iger is like, hey, let's make less Marvel content. It's diluting
Smart.
The brand.
Smart. Good stuff.
And superhero fatigue is here now. So we need to slow down. And in 2023... For 2024, the year that this is now.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like I'm lying, but no, we are recording on the 5th of March, 2024. I'll overplay my hand there.
That's right. It's the 5th of March, 2024.
Correct. Yeah.
It's not 2023.
No, that falls on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Why would we lie about that?
You silly to lie about that. This episode is coming out next week. Also in March 2024.
Yeah,
the year it is. It's not 2023 at all.
Anyway.
13th, I believe, Wednesday. That's today.
Yeah.
If you watch it now.
Yeah, so look, he says less Marvel content. Yeah. 2024 rolls around, they're like, hey, we've only got one movie coming out now, which is Deadpool 3, which we now know the title of because it's March 2024, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Correct. We didn't record this, like, you know, year ago, and we're just guessing
just that good at guessing.
And sure, the quote comes from 14th of July 2023, so we could have recorded it in 2023, but we didn't.
That's 2024!
We promise you it's
we are in the present!
In your past, but not as far in the past as it sounds like.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Deadpool and Wolverine's coming out this year in 2024. And they're like, yeah, that's cool. And there's only going to be two Disney Plus shows, I think. Mm-hmm. Echo, which I almost said is coming out, but has come out.
Definitely has come out.
To no fanfare. Yeah. Every episode dropped all the same time. Daredevil was hyped up to be in it, but is in one episode, which is the first one.
I did not watch
Sneaky.
Echo.
I think me and Dusha watched the first three episodes. Maybe?
Yeah, we watched the first three episodes when they came out.
Yeah.
Out of six?
What?
Wow.
I don't remember.
Really dropped. It just really dropped off.
It was not.
It's not bad. It's just not good.
It's just kind of like very middle of the road.
Five episodes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, Deadpool and Wolverine coming out. They're like, sweet, everything should be chill. There has been quite a few problems. So MCU also has managed to avoid a lot of the controversies that the other studios have hit.
Yeah.
Until probably last year, 2023, where everything just sort of went fucked. Mm-hmm. They had an actor, Jonathan Majors, who got into legal trouble. Mm-hmm.
Convicted for assault.
Convicted for assault.
Exactly.
So it's not even like, cancel. It's no, the courts found him guilty.
Yep.
Yeah. And was he abusive on set, or is that just the rumor to be abusive on set?
No, I think that kind of played into the fact of like, he was abusive on set. So therefore, when like character witnesses basically for his actual trial, hey, you assaulted your partner, they were like, well, that makes sense because he was a piece of shit to us.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool,
so they've officially dropped the Kang Dynasty as a title for Avengers 5, which is now just called Avengers 5. That will obviously change.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to stay Avengers 5.
No.
But on top of that, and I think we spoke about this in our Madam Web episode as well, Sony are releasing 3 Marvel movies this year.
Yeah.
Which means that even though Marvel are trying to avoid superhero fatigue, Sony are giving everyone else Marvel superhero fatigue without Marvel being able to do anything. Because so the regular fucking guy that goes to the movies.
John Q movies.
In association with Marvel and Marvel. Same
shit. I can't tell the difference. Absolutely. Same thing.
Tom Hardy's Venom was in Spider-Man, which is part of the MCU. So Venom's in the MCU too.
Absolutely. All met Doctor Strange. I understand this.
Yeah, of course.
Do you reckon there might have been talks of Marvel being like, you know how Warner Brothers Discovery is like shelving finished movies? What if we paid Sony to be like, look.
I wonder at what point that would have been worth it.
Hey Sony, please, we will pay you to not release this and you can write it off. You can write it off as your little
The money's yours.
The money's yours.
Oh, in cool Warner Brothers news, and there might be a little bit more news about this by the time you're listening to it.
Yeah.
But the timeline of what before Warner Brothers can sell again is ticking, and Universal are floating around. So
there was rumors, and it was like, nah. Was that a bait and switch?
Yeah, I think I heard that too. They were like, it's not happening.
It's not happening, wink.
Yeah, wink.
We filmed this in 2024. It's not happening. Yeah. Anyway, so is David Zaslav selling off the company for parts so that he can get a big profit?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's what he did with Discovery.
Yeah.
He's having a great... David Zaslav, whilst he's ruining everyone else's lives, he's having the best time.
Genius man.
Oh, imagine how good must it feel to just delete a movie.
Yo! Yes!
I haven't seen this movie, but delete!
What's that? How many people worked on this and they really think it's a good title?
The entire plot of Coyote versus Acme is now online, and everyone's like, wow, this sounds really, really good.
Sounds like it was incredible. Delete!
Will Forte's like, hey, I don't care if I don't work for Warner Brothers anymore. I'm really upset that this movie got deleted, because when I heard it was going to get deleted, I was like, well, look, I've been in some stinkers before. Yeah. Sometimes a movie feels good to make, but then it stinks to watch. But I watched this, and it's quite an emotional and very funny movie, and I'm so proud of it. But, delete.
Gotcha.
But yeah, no, it must feel awesome to not watch a movie and
then
be like...
Must feel really good.
Oh, man, money... Imagine just like that being much like... money must be so good.
Oh, I know, right?
Being like, hey, if I just press delete on this, I get $35 million.
Yeah. And, you know, I think we like to think of billionaires as in some way internally hollow. Like, they've got the wealth, but inside... They're empty. They don't have fulfillment. I think it's kind of like how they did a study where they were like, bullies in general have a higher quality of life than people who they bully.
Yeah.
I think millionaires are feeling great.
Oh, yeah.
Every day they wake up with a big smile on their face.
I'm going to delete a movie today.
Yeah. I'm going to delete a movie. I sleep on the most comfortable bed. You know how much, like, you know, a $50,000 bed feels like? I have no idea.
I imagine it's like sleeping
on a
cloud.
Is that even lowballing? I don't even know. How expensive is the most comfortable mattress?
How David expensive
Zaslav
can a bed be?
Is there a
64
ceiling?
Years old.
Is there
so, like,
a ceiling?
Is there a ceiling? Surely, at a certain point, if you're buying a bed... You're not spent. The money doesn't, you know, the extra money doesn't count.
Well, it probably gets to the point where it just starts adding like gold trim to the mattress.
But that's still good. Why is sleeping on the gold good? Heavy. I guess it's kind of like a weighted blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
You wake up, breakfast is there for you.
Yeah.
Your butler or cook cooked it for you.
Oh, David Zaslav. Look, and I'm sure this is a normal thing that millionaires and billionaires do.
Yeah.
But this is awesome about David Zaslav. In 2020, during the election cycle, he donated a big chunk of money to the Democrats.
Yeah.
And then he donated some money to the Republicans,
too. Yeah. You know what happens if you play both sides?
You only win.
Exactly.
Patton Oswalt's, as of today, gotten angry at David Zaslav for deleting a Cody versus Ugly.
Coyote vs. Ugly. He's retroactively deleted
Coyote Ugly.
Coyote Ugly. You gotta stop
it's a sequel. Coyote vs. Ugly.
Not Coyote Ugly. Zaslav, you son of a bitch! They dance on the bar! They dance on the fucking bar!
Well, I don't look.
Dan Aykroyd is in.
Yeah, I think so.
I reckon Coyote Ugly is a movie that in our teen years we thought was very horny, but I reckon if you go back and watch it now, I reckon it's chased.
Yeah, I think I would agree. I think you're probably right on that.
Out of curiosity, because again, last time I checked into Zaslav, but Acme v. Wiley. Oh, yeah. They were like, okay, yeah, time is ticked. It's pretty much now on the chopping block. Has time ticked?
Here's the awesome thing about this. They've said that they're not going to say when they've deleted it because they don't want it to be news. They just want the money and it to be gone.
To quietly go away.
The internet is the only thing. Like places like X or Reddit?
Yeah.
I don't know. Places where people talk. Mm. Those are the only places that are trying to report on this so that people are aware of what Warner Brothers are doing, because Warner Brothers don't want anyone to know. Yeah, they don't care. They're just like, well, we didn't release anything for this movie. We never did any marketing or whatever. It's gone.
Okay. Yeah.
I clicked delete.
Okay. Because I thought the reason why they were not happy to delete everything so quickly was like someone in Congress was like, hang on.
Yes, there was.
You can't just do this.
Yeah.
You can't just
do
this.
But I feel like that kind of just faded away. So maybe it, I don't know. I think I've seen a clip of like an animation test.
Yeah.
That was very, it was like fun Looney Tunes nonsense, you know.
So quick update to Phil. Joel Zamadin.
Yeah.
Was finished in 2022.
Yep.
Was going to be canceled.
Yep.
The internet was like, you stupid motherfuckers, I'll kill you. And they're like, all right, we'll sell it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, the terms of our sale.
We
are going to meet with streaming services. Mm-hmm. Some of them won't even know what we're trying to sell them. We have a value in mind, which is $70 million. If they offer, it's a take it or leave it deal. If they try and counter offer, we walk away.
Yeah.
They don't know what to take it or leave it offer. Mm-hmm. If there is any discussion, too bad, they're fucked.
Yeah, they've cooked it.
And we're not going to tell anyone anything. And none of the studios just hit them with the magic number that they
of
wanted.
Of course, so though, because you don't know.
Imagine that. You go to the meeting, they're like, I'm thinking of a number. I got a number in my head.
You guess it right.
You guess it right, you get the movie. You guess it wrong,
we walk.
You walk.
Can't remember which studio it was. It might have been Amazon.
Yeah.
Anyway, someone was like, $60 million, but we'll also put it in theaters. And they were like, no. And that offer has been made public.
Yeah.
That is so close.
That's so close.
And also the theater.
But you also presumably get the sense that if somebody was like $70 million, Warner Brothers would be like, no.
We were thinking of anyway.
It's like full, like your little brother wants like a candy bar and you're like, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10.
Yeah.
What is it? I'm holding a number behind my back. You tell me what it is, you get the candy bar.
It's like, yeah. Is it 4? No.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No?
God.
Anyway, so awesome stuff. That happens, and they're like, it's going to be a tax write-off again. And everyone's like, what the fuck? But then in that news, it's going to be a tax write-off. It comes out that, it's a tax write-off, but we don't want, like, we're pretty disappointed with this, so we're just not going to be reporting on it. We're not going to be saying
anything. This is the last we're talking about it, because we're not happy with how it worked out.
And, like, it's like, it didn't work for us. It didn't fit into our slate. We own a streaming service, but it can't go on.
Right? We're not putting it there.
So we're just going to click delete at some point. We're not going to tell you when.
We're not going to tell you when.
And we're
going to
get $35
million. Well, it wasn't because Will Forte released a statement. It wasn't kind of part of that statement, him being like, it's basically over. It's not worth trying to kind of. He's like, it's being deleted. Like, we're not getting this movie.
And John Cena.
Yeah.
And
Unless somebody leaks it, it's not happening.
I wonder if anyone, like, working on it might have had, like, a copy that
maybe
like, squirreled away.
I know that this is
day.
About Disney stuff, but I find this infinitely fascinating. So, because of what happened to Batgirl and Scoob 2, there is speculation that people that worked on this movie, if they caught wind of the fact that it got dropped from release schedules, may have backed up the film.
Batgirl,
no one's ever seen.
No. That movie's gone
forever. It's in a vault or has been lit on fire.
They dragged a big magnet across the whole hard drive that contained it.
They shot the camera with a gun. So there is a very small chance that this does leak at some point, but I reckon it will be years from now. Because whoever leaks it will go to jail if it happens soon.
Or it will be at least, it's a risky move.
They'll owe millions and millions and millions of dollars in damages.
So when Warner Brothers had Discovery has been sold to whatever.
And
no longer exists.
Then
maybe.
Exactly. Then
someone will be like,
come out with it. But we'll see.
God damn.
Anyway,
so
the broader point, going back to Marvel.
Oh, yes.
The superhero films.
Yes.
Is that they have kind of, there's been a massive reshuffle internally of what we're getting when. A lot of the movies that, I mean, you hear this all the time. Blade went through like 8 directors or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Daredevil's been rewritten 10 billion times.
Yeah, even Secret Invasion had like, oh, we kept changing showrunners, writers, or whatever the fuck.
I heard somewhere, again, I don't know if this rumor is true, but that even Captain America New World Order, a movie that was supposed to be coming out at the end of the year at some point, in the end of this year, which this we recorded this in.
Yeah.
2024.
That was the movie that got delayed from 2024 that cleared the schedule to only be one movie this year.
But that even New World Order, I've heard, is having massive reshoots with brand new superhero. They're searching for new superhero characters and supervillain characters to put in to replace some of the characters they already have.
Yeah.
So there's the massive reshuffle of the way, and you know, like with the Jonathan Majors thing, they're kind of dropping the whole Kang arc. Mm-hmm. So what, this is the topic of today's question, what plot threads that Marvel has introduced are now just going to be ignored?
Yeah, over the course of like, how many years?
And also just 15? Quick note on the Sony. So this ties into the Marvels and also the recent Madam Web release.
Uh-huh.
Sony, someone from Sony recently was like, I think the problem with Madam Web is that maybe female-led superhero movies aren't strong enough to drive the
market. Of course that was the lesson.
Because we're learning this lesson again. And by learning this lesson, I mean, no, the lesson is, hey, if you make a piece of shit...
You shit on an apple.
Yeah.
People don't like apples, I'm finding. Do you have this apple I shout on?
No.
Why do you hate apples so much?
No more apples, only bananas.
I guess, everyone hates apples.
Yeah. Are you going to shit on that banana? No, that's disgusting.
Why would I shit on banana? Come on, man.
You love bananas.
I guess bananas are the new thing.
Yeah, I don't know. People love bananas is what I'm hearing.
There's a Silk series that's coming out
on
Prime or Amazon. And yeah, there's now speculation that Sony are like, oh, we got to rewrite this to be more male-focused.
No.
Silk.
No.
Everyone at home, pull out your little machines and type in Silk Spider-Man. And now tell me what you think the problem with this could be.
The only way that it could be okay is if they're like, Silk's a boy now, but still wants to fuck the shit out of Spider-Man. That's all right.
Otherwise,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So, where we're at now is that there is... So obviously, look, the MCU... There's a lot of talk of like, hey, it's always been planned and everything, like little seeds and stuff that are planted have come to
that's a big lie.
Harvest. There is also stuff that's just been totally abandoned.
Yeah.
And occasionally they bring stuff back like way later, which we were apparently going to see in the new Captain America movie before they inevitably change it and maybe none of this happened. So like in The Incredible Hulk, for example, there's a tease for the leader.
The leader.
He ain't fucking back until now, maybe.
I was going to say, I reckon that might be the very first plot thread that's like just abandoned where Old May gets some gamma juice in his brain.
No, so that's coming back in Brave New World.
I think that's still on the cards as of now, at least.
Mm.
I saw, I didn't see, but I read about an interview with the actor whose name I forget. Great actor, whatever his name is.
Was he in the Watchmen TV series?
I don't know. I've not seen it. He's certainly in the Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Yeah, here's the guy.
And Oh Brother, We're Art Thou.
I love that guy.
Tim Blake Nelson.
Where he's like, hey, you're going to... You know the classic interview actors do where they're like, you're going to like my character. He's going to be good.
Yeah.
Well,
Captain America Brave New World currently has Madame Web's release spot for next year. Okay. Valentine's Day, baby.
Oh, so romantic.
But
yeah, I think that was the first plot thread that at the time we thought was completely ignored.
Yeah.
There's a lot that, like, from the first couple of phases that we would have just totally forgotten.
Yeah.
Like, there would have been a fucking shit with Thor because the series takes, like, a hard... turn. Like there would have been stuff that the Dark World sets up.
The classic, people talked about this heaps at the time, even we did, the weird monster at the end of Thor 2 in the post-credit scene. Attacking London. That then
we never returned to.
But even with Thor, like clearly Ragnarok, they were like, we're kind of ignoring like what's happened. Valhalla, don't worry about it. The fantasy side of the series.
Yeah. Well, they had like all the different relics and stuff.
Yeah, that's
people were
true,
like, oh, there was like the gauntlet, et cetera, in Odin's
chamber room?
Yeah, I guess.
And then, yeah, when Haller's walking through, it's like, fake.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, okay, I guess, you know.
Yeah, the gauntlet. I forgot about that.
It's fine.
Yeah, and there's like, there's a bunch of shit, but we weren't really focused on that too much because that was all stuff that they abandoned while Marvel was going good.
Yeah.
But I guess the start of phase four, there is one from the phases I just said we're going to ignore that is relevant because it's probably the sign of what is going to happen now, which is the end of Doctor Strange. It teases what's his name as the big bad.
Mordo.
Mordo, and then he's not in Doctor Strange 2 outside of the alternative universe.
Yeah.
There was a deleted scene where Wanda just kills him at the start of the movie. But that didn't work because it reveals that Wanda's bad before we know she's bad in the film. Yeah. But it doesn't really matter because it's out of nowhere anyway.
So funny.
That's awesome.
As it like if they went ahead with that, it's like a leaf out of like the 90s when they were trying to introduce something cool, kind of like the Scarlet Spider.
Yeah,
where like his first appearance or one of his first appearance, he just kicks the shit out of Venom. Yeah. You know, he's your daddy's Spider-Man. Spider-Man, he have trouble with Venom, not Scarlet Spider.
But then Spider-Man will defeat the Scarlet Spider.
Don't worry about it. Don't think
down the track. Don't worry about the power scale.
It's fine. Yeah. And so say it's of like we're setting Mordo up to like, you know, oh yeah, he's gonna fight all the magicians in the MCU, and then they missing film.
Yeah.
And then we now Scarlet Witch, now she's evil, she just completely wipes the floor with Mordo.
Yeah, and I think
that's
like
it's also so funny to be like Mordo's gonna kill all the magicians in the MCU. The magicians I know of are Doctor Strange and Wong.
No, you're missing one, a very important one.
Klee!
No, your guy.
My guy.
He was revealed to be a wizard recently.
Ned!
Ned's a wizard.
Ned's a wizard. New Spider-Man movie killed by Mordo. He was a wizard and now he's gone.
Yeah.
That's what it says on his tombstone.
Ned shouldn't have become a wizard. But I guess like that one and a lot of the like in-between movie stuff and TV stuff, Wanda turning bad.
Yeah.
It's because they've got two things that are meant to connect to each other in development at the same time. So if one changes, it's not going to line up. So that's what happened. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness was meant to be before Spider-Man No Way Home. After No Way Home.
Yeah.
So they had to, like, when that got changed, they had to rewrite the films. Mm-hmm. So, like, America
Chavez
was meant to be in Spider-Man, but then they needed to
write her out of it. So
chuck her into
Doctor. So there's a bunch of that stuff going on, but they're not really abandoned. That's just bad management.
No, we're in the era of abandoned stuff now where there are TV shows or movies coming out that I don't know if, which is a classic Sony thing. They're pulling a Sony where they're like, they're getting this movie. Are you getting this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there are things that I'm like, I'm reading, like, I got a list here, but it's like about 104 days ago, apparently. And there's things where they talk about, like, oh, yeah, Mordo is still hunting down sorcerers.
Yeah.
You got, like, WandaVision of White Vision. I think White Vision might come back some point in the future.
Well, it depends.
It depends, right?
Because one thing that I haven't said yet, and I think the reason why this is back in the news is, they're saying that they want to focus on more known brands. So going forward, we're probably going to see less like Shang-Chi and stuff like, or Eternals, and more like, hey, we're making Hulk 4.
Yeah. Mm. Even though wasn't there a thing where Kevin Feige was like, Mark Ruffalo, there will never be a Hulk movie. I only saw like the headline. Well, Kevin Feige tells Mark Ruffalo there will never be a Hulk film, which I assume is actually, he's like, no, we're actually not making Hulk 4, but it feels like, he's like, we will never make a Hulk movie, you son of a bitch.
Mark Ruffalo also recently said in an interview, presumably on the Poor Things.
Yeah,
Circuit. He was like, yeah, one of my friends that's a Marvel actor was told by like a big indie director that he'll never put him in a movie because he's tarnished by Marvel, basically. Yeah. So I think everyone's having a bad time now.
Damn. Yeah. Is Hulk still owned by Universal? Or I reckon
they probably sorted that out.
Probably it's in the
background. Although maybe not anymore because Universal at first would have been like, please make a Hulk movie. We'll give you lots of money. But now Universal are probably like, well, we actually make more money than you now, Marvel, because your movies are starting
to
steam.
You can keep Hulk.
Yeah, because I know Hulk's like all yours, Namor was owned by some weird like right somewhere.
That's so funny.
Like a weird thing, but clearly I guess they
I like that one. Yeah. I like how there's just like occasional just like random characters that are owned by like, oh this yeah, like Namor's owned by like a sauce brand or something.
Tomato sauce.
Oh yeah, because there's also fucking movie is it? It's called The Heartbreak Kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That movie, it's owned by like a law firm or something. So like and no one
that's awesome.
The people that own it don't really know that they own it. It's like apparently so it's like the original one is apparently a classic like well regarded comedy that's just impossible to watch anymore because the rights are owned by it's They've like a law company
found their
or
way
like
into the hands of a law firm
or like a newspaper company or something like someone that has no fucking idea about movies. Anyway,
that's awesome.
Yeah, Hulk got the rights got returned to Marvel and Disney June 2023.
Like, whoa, this year.
That's crazy.
Last year.
Edited
it.
2023.
So, look, I'll just go through the movies that have come out in these phases. Yeah. We'll try and remember what the post-credit scene or the ending was.
Yeah. And then we'll discuss whether or not we think it's returned.
Yeah.
Okay, so Black Widow ends with the grave of Black Widow being visited by Florence Pugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you've got Elaine from Veep coming up and being like, hey, you should kill Hawkeye. He killed...
Your sister. Yeah.
So that sort of came back.
Yeah, that got resolved.
Yeah.
And then I think in Thunderbolts, whatever happens, you can count that as a resolution to that post credit scene.
Unless Elaine isn't in Thunderbolts.
That would be crazy. That would be true bananas.
Will it? It depends on what angle they want to take. Because if they want Thunderbolts to be a movie that you can just watch without having seen 600 other movies.
And Elaine from Veep is a woman.
That's true.
And we did recently learn a lesson about Madame Web about apples.
One of the most famous comedic actresses of our time. We saw Madame Web.
Yeah, and so you understand.
What? Yep. You're fired, I mean.
what's George doing?
Yeah, get Jason Alexander in. I'm the new Thunderbolts.
He should be Red Hulk.
Yeah. He should. George is getting upset. And he should be playing George Costanza.
Yeah. George accidentally, he went to his new job and got shot with gamma rays. And he doesn't really know what's going on. But he's upset because it's wrecked his
dinner plans. They can't fire me if I'm full of gamma radiation,
what do you
Jerry.
Mean? What do you mean you went into the room and said don't go into the room?
Well,
what
don't
are you talking
go in
about?
There, George.
It was glowing, George. The room was glowing.
It's my workplace, Jerry. I should be able to explore.
My friend Bob Sacamano got full of radiation and he's fine. Giddy up.
Also, Thunderbolts, the team includes Taskmaster, Yelena, and Ghost, which are all women. So the movie's in trouble.
If Madame Web is anything to go by,
we need
the
fellas. We need, like.
Bring the boys back to
bring
movies.
The boys.
We've got Taskmaster. He's a fella now. We've got Ghost, but got Boy Ghost.
Boy Ghost. Boy Ghost, and we've got Boy Widow.
Yeah. It's not, he's not a spy, he's just sad.
I miss my wife.
What a superpower. Look at him. We thought maybe the super serum will cure him from depression.
Just made him miss his wife depressed. More. I guess that would make sense. The super soldier serum enhances everything about you.
Yeah. Well, he was very sad.
Actually, we see that in Captain America 1 when Bucky dies and Steve Rogers is trying to get drunk, but he can't.
Yeah, that's true.
He can't mourn. Yeah. Well, he can mourn. He can only mourn. He can't do anything to dull the pain.
Yeah,
he
can't dull
anyway,
the mourning.
Anyway, so Black Widow, all right, that's fine, but that is also a prequel. So it would be crazy if there was stuff that... Anyway. Now, this is a tricky one because Jackson still hasn't seen this movie, despite the fact it came out, September 3, 2021, which was 3 years ago.
3 years ago. 3 years ago.
3 years ago, and has been widely available on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
A streaming service that this company pays Jackson to have.
Yeah. That's a funny way to phrase it.
By the way, he's not wrong.
What's one of your duties, having Disney Plus?
But instead, Jackson's
watched Flubber last night.
You watched Flubber and you've watched every season of The Simpsons.
Yes.
But you can't watch a 2-hour movie that you need to know about. Because now I'm going to be like, hey, Jackson, you know the post credit scene of Shang-Chi?
Well, I think we've discussed this so many times. I do know the post credit scene.
Okay, what happens in it?
And we've done this so many times.
What happens in it?
Shang-Chi, Wong, and the Hulk, i.e., Bruce Banner, and possibly Shang-Chi's. No, just Shang-Chi. Mm-hmm. Maybe his friend.
So I'm gonna let you know here. There's actually two post-credit scenes here, and both of them we're gonna be talking about.
Okay.
To be honest, Jackson, I've forgotten there was a second one until just then.
And they're looking at the Ten Rings of Ten Rings fame.
Which Ten Rings? Because there's two in the movie.
The ones they keep because his sister gets the other Ten Rings.
Oh, okay. Mm. There we go.
And
what's the other Ten Rings that his sister gets?
could you elaborate on the question?
So there's two sets of Ten Rings.
Right, yes.
So when you say Ten Rings in Shang-Chi, it actually refers to two separate things.
Okay.
The Ten Rings, the physical rings.
Right.
Oh,
and then, like, Like a dragon?
No.
A bunch of guys?
No. Well, yeah. This would be really... Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's the criminal organization, the Ten Rings.
The ones that killed Tony Stark in the game.
Yes, the Ten Rings that kill Tony Stark in Endgame. Okay, so the first post-credit scene is that Shang-Chi's sister has taken the throne that her dad advocated by dying.
Yeah, okay.
Of the criminal organization, the Ten Rings. It's teased that she is now going to...
She's
going to bring them all together and fight her brother.
Yeah.
Even though through most of the film, they're like, they bicker and stuff, but they are on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a heel turn.
Yeah, okay.
Are they coming back? Probably not. No. But the scene you're struggling to remember.
I think I was doing a pretty good job.
It's Awkwafina, Shang-Chi.
Mark Ruffalo, Wong,
and Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Captain Marvel's kind of FaceTiming in, right?
So is the Hulk.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm pretty sure they all were.
And they're looking at the Ten Rings and they're saying, these are freaking old.
Yeah.
And they're communicating with something.
They're a lot older than we thought. Yeah.
They're actually, we don't know what they're made of, but they seem to be sending out some kind of signal at the end.
Yeah. And like, when I was watching this,
like Eternals. Like,
surely it'll be Eternals.
No. Nothing could be further from the truth.
It's not the Eternals, which... They didn't know that the Eternals was going to bomb at this point, and the Eternals was the next movie. So it would have made sense to tie it in, but they did not.
No.
Yeah.
Then Spider-Man happens. You're like, oh, maybe it'll be universe. No. Doctor Strange, he does rings. No, not there. No. Thor, he's a space old guy.
No.
Black Panther, there was no chance. Oh, actually, there was speculation.
Yeah. What if it was, you know, Vibranium?
Atlantean vibranium or something?
No.
What if it's from the small realm in Quantumania?
When they're going in time.
Oh, good.
What if it's Peter Quill's? No, it's not in Guardians either.
It's Peter Quill's rings.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that one hasn't come back.
I think that's not coming back.
I don't know if we're going to get a Shang-Chi 2.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Which is weird because that movie was... That's like the last...
Not the last good one, but
it's not like
good.
It's probably like the one... Because the Phase 4 and 5, ups and downs, there's no real consistent choice of like what's people's favorites.
Yeah.
People that are wrong love to say that Spider-Man's the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it again. Mm. It's very embarrassing.
Watch it again. Watch in the comfort of your own home.
Yeah.
And just see how much hoot and holler in time is.
People love to fucking make fun of the Big Bang Theory being awful if you remove the laugh track. That's what Spider-Man is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a space. There's a space for breathing.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah.
And also, for a very good viewing experience, watch something visually arresting, like, say, Dune.
Mm.
And then watch...
Or Eternals.
Mm. And then watch No Way Home. And be like, was this shot in someone's lounge room?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, what...
Penis Parker?
Ned's grandma's lounge room.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Anyway... So I think that both of the Shang-Chi teasers gone.
Yes, I think you're right. Mm. I don't think that's...
I would love to start filming...
Simu Liu?
Yeah, Simu Liu was like, I'd love to start filming Shang-Chi 2.
But isn't Simu Liu also... Maybe this is... He's like slightly controversial as well.
He
had some Reddit posts.
He was lightly cancelled.
Yeah.
Lightly, okay.
So like, I don't know. If I was Marvel and already I was thinking about not worrying about Shang-Chi. But I think a thing that happens...
But he is in Barbie.
That's true, he's a
Bobby. And that made everyone remember that he was lightly cancelled because he was sort of unpleasant on the... Well, he didn't...
Wasn't he on, like, a men's rights, an incel forum or something?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
He was, and then he claimed that was method acting, and then...
For Bobby?
That's awesome.
I don't know what movie
I was method acting. What movie for?
For what?
For Shang-Chi.
I'm making an incel movie.
I think it was for a TV show, but I can't remember which one. Mm. Anyway, he does that. He's on the Barbie trail, and everyone's like, it seems like Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie hate him as a man. Hey, maybe he stinks.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think the thing, what happens with a lot of Marvel movies is that I can see Shang-Chi 2 not happening, but they've already established the existence of Shang-Chi.
But Shang-Chi hasn't appeared at all.
That's true. But I could see, some of these characters disappear from their own movies and just become cameo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he hasn't even done that.
But what movie would he have the opportunity to do that in?
Probably anything. Doctor Strange, maybe he could have.
With any
time Wong is there, because like,
oh yeah, that's true. They know each other.
Link there,
yeah.
And because again, they kind of hinted to the whole like, oh, it's a signal. So anytime they go into space,
yeah.
They could have like done anything really, because they could have, because they've sort of tied him into magic, and they've tied him into like history, and they've tied him into
just space,
where, the signal going anywhere.
Yeah, he could come back in any of the movies.
Yeah, but he's gone.
Do we call on it? We don't think we're ever getting. Are we never getting a Shang-Chi 2, or are we never seeing Shang-Chi and Awkwafina again?
We're not seeing Awkwafina again. Mm. Which is sad because I like Awkwafina. Yeah. Know that that's an unpopular opinion, and yeah, her Scuttlebutt song in the Little Mermaid remake did also make me want to die. I get it.
Yeah.
That's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. She's fine as an actress. I think she's quite charming in some things.
Sure.
Including this.
Neutral, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, Simu Liu said in July 2023 he was unsure when Shang-Chi 2 was going to get made. Mm-hmm. He had been told that it would be released after Avengers the Kang Dynasty, rest in peace, which was originally scheduled for 2025, but has since been delayed. He hoped more details on the sequel would be able to be shared soon. Brother, you were never going to be able to share info on that sequel because it ain't coming.
You're out of the movies, buddy.
He might pop up in the Avengers movie because they're going to bring back as many people as they can, so they can be like, look, the guy's there.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I think some of these people aren't getting a second movie, but you keep them around to be like, it's all the guys gathering together. Yeah,
the guys are going in the hall to fight bad versions of those guys.
We're not going to see it. We're just going to tell you, and they also died.
The end.
So Shang-Chi, the character, I think cameos only from now on, might be in the Avengers movies.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if they try and do a redemption of him, but considering that it seems like he's unpleasant to be around as a guy, maybe not.
Maybe he'll get a what if.
What ifs don't count. Anyone could get a what if. I could get a what if.
What if Joel Dusha was here?
Hey guys, this stinks.
Get him out. I could see for whatever the big final battle will be in the next Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Like the final battle in Endgame where it's like everyone's, you're not worrying. They're not really acting.
Just the gang's just
there. We CGI them fighting a goo monster or whatever. Yeah.
Eternals.
Whoa, the most amount of plot threads that I think are going to be here.
Hold from the entire MCU.
In that, we've got the introduction of a new Eternals, including, I almost said Henry Styles, Harry Styles as Star Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got Patton Oswalt as Gimlet the Troll or whatever the fuck his name is.
A teleporting troll.
Yeah.
Gimlet is a troll's name, so you can be forgiven,
Gobdbo.
I love Gobdbo the Troll.
I'm Gobdbo.
He looks really fucked up and sucks.
Yeah.
Looks so smooth.
So that's disgusting. That's two characters we're never seeing again. No cameos, they're gone.
Not the brother of Thanos?
They're gone.
What?
Introduced well after Thanos has died.
Yeah. What?
Well, not well after. The third movie after Thanos
but
has
But I
died.
Mean, like, what's
he doing?
What are you doing with
him? Maybe he wants the glove now, too.
Maybe.
So not only do we have that, we've also got Arishem or whatever.
Arishem.
How do you get Arishem but not Pip?
Shut up. Watch Shang-Chi.
Arishem. He sucks off Kingo.
He sucks Eternals off Earth and then says he's going to come back to judge Earth.
And
the judgment of Earth, if found guilty, is the total destruction of Earth.
Yeah.
Pretty big deal.
Big thumb up, big thumb down.
Yeah.
So in the MCU, most of the things that get abandoned aren't world-ending threats.
No.
This one, though.
This one is.
And it's not even the only world-ending threat in Eternals that they're going to abandon because there is that fucking big marble baby whose hands sticking out of the Earth.
The moment the credits finished, they abandoned that baby.
They looked at pre-ticket sales and were like,
That baby's gone. They were like, can you edit it out of the movie? And they were like, that's sort of the climax.
They're like,
okay, keep it in, but it's never getting referenced again. Yeah, in the next movie, which was about the sea...
The next movie, which was about the sea, where they could have really just a throwaway line being like, oh, damn, that big marble baby is there.
You fucking land cunts wrecking our sea.
So there's the sea movie, which isn't actually the next one, but it does come out less than a year later.
Yeah.
But there is also a movie about what has changed since all these world-ending threats. Would have been very easy to be like, there's a fucking big hand. Earth's all fucked up.
Do they give a date in Eternals?
No.
Like, this is the year it happened? All right, so Eternals happened in the year of our Lord 2030.
Yeah.
The current year.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
It happens the same year we recorded this podcast, 2030.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Okay, I reckon they could always just pull a, like, absolutely. Hey, well, does that happen in the far future?
Although there is a reference to the Avengers far breaking future, up. So.
Well, the Avengers break up all the time.
That's
that
true.
Could have been a future breakup. We don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Featuring Glumbo the Troll in that team.
I don't know if you know this about space. So time is relative.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
It works so different.
It does. So when Pip is... And Star Fox are moving around, so they experience time faster than that's it is on Earth. So it's in the future.
It's in the future, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. Anyway, none of that is ever going to come back. No.
What about,
abandoned.
What about Dane Whitman and The Blade?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about this one. Now,
and
this one
The
is,
Blade?
This one's tricky.
Yeah.
Because there is a sword that Dane Whitman gets given, which will turn him into the Black Knight.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We hear Blade.
Mm-hmm. Don't see him.
Blade's movie was meant to come out 2023. This last year. But
the actor who plays Blade?
Yes. Who is it?
Mashallah
Ali.
Ali, that's right.
Yeah. He was like, hey, the script stinks and I hate this movie.
It's crazy that the only time we've heard Mashallah Ali is that's his only anything in the MCU is his voice in that post-credit scene.
So the movie gets pushed back and maybe a different director comes on?
Yeah.
It's being pushed back again.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
And is that movie coming out? Probably not.
No. Because it's been pushed back, new directors, and rewritten multiple times.
Yeah, so...
I think that will come back, but not in any way, shape, or form what they intended at any point then. It's not going to be a Blade film. This might be like those rumors of like kind of those Midnight Suns.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And that kind of thing. So then we might get like a team of sort of pre-existing magic folks mixed with some...
Like
new
a Ghost Rider and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So that's maybe the only time. And is Jon Snow back? Probably not.
Unlikely.
Someone got the sword. He got stabbed by the sword now.
Don't worry about it.
A new guy is the sword.
Sorry, the director has stayed the same, but the writers have changed a lot.
And
one of the writers is the guy from the first couple of seasons of True Detective that recently went off online about True Detective season 4.
Oh, he went crazy. It was so embarrassing, dude. It's the most embarrassing thing you've ever seen. Well, he was
just
like
sharing criticisms about season 4 that were like, it doesn't get True Detective.
It doesn't get
there's
it, man.
Girls in it.
Man, the girls in True Detective season 4 are so unlikable, unlike the characters of season 1 who were the most likable guys in the world.
What?
Yeah, dude, it's ridiculous. What and also fuck? Stupid. Season 1, rewatch season 1.
Yeah.
I rewatched season 1. Yeah, I didn't think as highly of it as the first time I saw it. Okay. Nick Pizzazzolo or whatever?
Yeah.
Maybe an embarrassing guy. I don't know. Yes. So he was going to write the...
Oh, no, he is. He's one of the new writers that got brought on.
Okay, well... Right.
Well, he's taken the Madam Web approach.
He'll be like, time is a flat blade.
Time is a blade circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no chicks.
How can you, how can you not make blade? Like, how? Like, that seems like such an easy TV show to make.
It's a movie.
Well, either awesome guy fights vampires.
Yeah. Guy who
with
is,
a sword.
Yeah. They already made a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And one of them, they couldn't even get Wesley Snipes to open up his eyes.
And they still made it.
And they still made it. Figured it out.
Yeah. Reckon we're going to get Angelina Jolie back as Thena?
Well, she... Oh, no, she doesn't die. She's one of the Eternals that
She's the one that meets Gorbo the Troll.
Yeah, yeah.
So none of the Eternals are coming back.
What? What about Kingo?
Well, Kingo technically has.
Well, I mean, in a way, because Kingo's movies. Kingo's movies.
Which is funny because since this, Kingo has only been TV.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Marvel properties love to, anytime they need like a fake movie poster, they'll just throw a Kingo movie up there.
Mm-hmm. Kingo is movies.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. We were saying it and they started doing it.
Yeah. We're at the forefront of the Kingo's
But yeah,
movies,
I reckon no Eternals. Ebony Blade probably not going to be part of Blade if Blade gets made. I don't think it will. Nick Pizzolatto, embarrassing man, True Detective, what the fuck?
I could see this is maybe a base of speculation, which is good because that's the show.
That's the show we're in.
I don't think they're going to do this, but the only way I can see the Eternals coming back in any way is if they, so he's like, I'm coming back to judge Earth, right? Kind of like Galactus coming back to eat Earth.
Yeah.
And we have a Fantastic Four movie coming out. If I was a Marvel exec, I would be like, well, we can connect those dots.
Yeah. Oh, you fucking idiot. Yeah, you're like, hey, we'll Galactus will make John Q movies think that they'll be like, if they did see Eternals, which they probably didn't. I've looked at the box office numbers.
True.
Galactus must have been the guy from that movie that I think I saw, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
John Q movies in my head always a bit drunk.
Yeah.
Doesn't really know. They kind of just stumble into the movie theater. Yeah. They don't really know what's going on.
It's like 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. He's a bit hungover. I may go to the movies.
Sit down. What the fuck's going on?
Guys.
And then there's the other John Q movies, which is an awesome story that I've been telling for 15 years when I worked at the cinema. And the Avengers, the first Avengers post-credit scene, there was like, and this happened all the time. This is just a very obvious example of what a regular moviegoer is like. Two people on a date, cis hetero couple, fella, very smug about how much he knows about comic books.
Awesome.
In the post-credit scene, Thanos is there, and he loudly turns to his girlfriend, and he says, "Whoa, they're doing Purple Hulk."
I need to date better men.
That's not even the first time. It wasn't even the last time I heard someone confuse a post-credit scene for a Hulk. When Apocalypse was teased at the end of Days of Future Past, I heard someone say Blue Hulk.
It's also that the movie-going audience is looking for Hulks.
They know Hulks, and they know the color spectrum.
Yeah. But except this time they didn't say Blue Hulk. They were like, whoa, they've made Hulk blue.
In the history of Hulk, I've never seen a
purple
Hulk. No, not
he's
at
red,
all.
He's gray.
Gray.
He's green. Fix it.
Yeah.
He's fixing it. He sometimes wears a suit.
He's a god.
Yeah, he's a man.
Yeah. He's
monster. Anyway, so that's the type of, when you were like, whoa, are people going to get my movie? Yeah. That's why.
Yeah. That's the people who are watching your
movie. That's the people just wandering around society.
No thoughts.
No thoughts, looking for Hulks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy how much the movie-going audience is desperate to see a Hulk.
Yeah.
And yet they haven't made another Hulk movie.
They're like, we understand it. We didn't know what
people
a Hulk
get
is.
Hulk.
So I just I personally don't understand what they're trying to, like, why don't they just try to make things connect very tangentially to be like, oh yeah, if, you know, for the film going audience that love to, like, you know, put on their little internet detective, like, aha!
Yeah.
Just to have the kind of thing of like, okay, you got the Ebony Blade, which, you know, if you go in the comics, is stuff to do with like Gore the God Butcher and Venom.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, cool. You just kind of have a little bit of a connection there.
Well, I mean, Gore the God Butcher's coming up, so maybe
The God Butcher who killed one big dog or something?
Yeah. He only kills gods off screen, that's for sure.
He killed that first god that made him all pissed off.
Yeah.
Remember he was eating fruit?
Yeah.
He was like from like an Adam Sandler comedy.
Yeah.
And then
Thor kills more gods than Gore the God Butcher.
Yes.
Eternals ain't coming back. Moviegoers not clever. So yeah. Next time you're like, oh yeah, and also to get that dopamine fix for people that are like love connecting the dots. That's when you put the fucking. That's why there's the Kingo posters in TV shows, so that people can sit at home, point, and be like, "I get that,
absolutely." Yeah.
And you that's what the post-credit scenes are for. You don't need to take them anywhere. You're just like, "I've given those people
exactly
something to get excited
what you want
about.
With the Ebony Blade." The ideal scenario is he has the Ebony Blade, and your movie-going audience is like, "Maybe they'll do a Venom movie." Mm. Not they're gonna do a Venom movie. Yeah. Not when is it gonna happen? Mm. Man, I hope at some point they do a Venom movie.
But that's also what movies used to be like.
Yes, that's
and
true.
That is sort of what the Eternals post-credit scene, if it was a movie 15 years ago, would have been. It's like, if they make a sequel, which they might not, here's a little tease for what might be in the future. But because, and we're part of the problem because we're sitting here, dick it. We got, look, if you can't see us, we got one hand on our dick, one hand in our asshole, sitting here being like, the movie should connect more.
Yeah. I'm mad at the movie. I'm 32.
One thumb in our ass, the other thumb directly into our urethra.
Yeah, we're sounding with a thumb.
Plugging our penises.
Thumb sounding.
I'm DP'ing. No. I'm being penetrated double. That's not a traditional DP, dude.
We're sitting here sounding our penises with our thumb.
Dude, why'd you go with your thumb? It's like one of the big, like a pinky.
No.
I wanted to give myself two thumbs up.
Yeah, and I'm excited for the I pull it out.
I've read comic books, so I deserve
little boy,
this.
What is his name? Yeah, little boy
John
thumb
Hornet
who's stuck
or something.
Thumb it off.
Jake and the Giant.
Well, my thumb's definitely
little,
a giant peach.
Little boy Cretus put his thumb
John
in his
Hornet.
Penis.
Yeah.
So what a good boy am I.
Anyway, Spider-Man No Way Home. Didn't really connect to Doctor Strange. Probably should have.
Yeah.
What?
This is the kind of... And look... I've been saying for years, Marvel love to reset character development so that it's an easier in for people that didn't see the previous film, which is fine, sort of.
Yeah.
It makes for relatively unsatisfying sequels, but sometimes it's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Iron Man kind of like changes at the end of every movie, and then they sort of reset him back to the likable version of Iron Man, where he's not like the full cunt that he is at the start of Iron Man, but he also isn't the full soft guy that
you
get.
For sure.
And they do the same with Doctor Strange. Yeah. In No Way Home, he's angry and fucked up, and then in Doctor Strange, he's like, what's going on? But he does directly address Spider-Man, so I guess it has happened to him.
Yeah, but the post-credit scene for Spider-Man... Is the Spider-Man's go home?
The post credit scene is
Sorry,
Venom. Venom popped into the universe.
Yes, that's true.
Got a little drunk.
But that
it's 2 p.m. I gotta go see a movie.
Got drunk. Left some symbiote in the MCU.
Oh, that's true. He did
and
too.
Left.
Yeah.
Even though that doesn't line up with anything we're told about Spider-Man, the villains in Spider-Man No Way Home. No.
Well, Venom knew who he was.
Why?
Shut up. You know what?
Because Venom knows the Spider-Man.
Yeah. Why? Because also, Elektra never knew he was Peter. But, you know what? Don't worry about
it. That's what I mean. None of it really makes sense.
I'm going to hit that do not engage button.
But I guess the thing that Spider-Man No Way Home sets up is the idea that the next Spider-Man movie we get will be a more grounded, down-to-earth Spider-Man who's just stopping crime in New York
City. He doesn't have any nanobots, and he's now a orphan of aunt and uncle.
Yeah.
Yes.
As opposed to just an uncle orphan.
Because he learned with great power comes great responsibility twice for some reason.
But and what we've heard, I think, is that Marvel is saying that is the kind of movie we'd like to make.
Yeah. And Sony is saying the other two Spider-Man
put Rhino in it.
The other two Spider-Man should be in Spider-Man 4 is what Sony is saying, and Marvel's like, no, we want to make a grounded movie. But the extended version of No Way Home muddies the water on what actually happens to people's memories of Peter Parker because there's a graduation video. And you'd think that removing the memories of Peter Parker, he's just not there.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. He is there. It's just his face is covered. But there's photos of, like, their adventures that would only have happened if Peter Parker
is there. You
would
be like, who was this guy I was hanging out with?
So you're like, oh, these...
So it's like, for example, it does the classic thing of, like, they're in Europe and there's shit going on and it's MJ and Ned and in between them is Peter Parker, but Ned's holding a balloon and the balloon's covering
and
his face.
And Mike Wazowski-ing him, basically.
Surely if you're Ned, you're like...
You're looking at that. Who the fuck... Yeah.
There's this guy we used to be friends with.
Who's this?
That's
a plot point that's not going to happen.
That sounds like... Well, I think it's the opposite. I think it means that the whole plot of... Yeah. Spider-Man 4 will probably be that MJ and Ned remember immediately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure. Who's this guy? Oh, yeah. That's right, Peter Parker, our friend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That wizard that I also am made us forget.
That wizard that I also am. Oh, yeah, I can cast a spell to make me remember. Duh.
What? I'm back.
Oh, I got it. Hey, Zendaya, come here. Duh. Now you remember.
Remember Spider-Man? Let's go get him.
Yeah. But also, like, Ned... remembers because they only removed Peter Parker, so Ned would be like, "Oh yeah, I made a hole that guys came out of."
May I paint you a bullshit picture that I feel is gonna? It's either has already been filmed,
okay,
or it might be. It's Ned and MJ. They are at the university. Ned, he go to library to study or whatever, and he reading a book. But oh, it's not just any book; it's some bullshit spell book.
It's
and
the Darkholm.
It's the Darkholm or whatever, or it's just like you know.
John Spells.
Yeah, yeah. John Spells for Dummies.
Yeah, you know.
He's flicking through it. He's like, Peter.
Yeah.
And then there's a little fart, and then
Spider-Man 4.
Spider-Man 4. And another little fart happens.
Spider-Man 4, and then after the 4, it says ART, like a spelling fart.
Yeah.
What? Huh? Spider-Man fart.
Spider-Man. So they're gone. Homecoming. Far from home. No way home. Fart.
Yeah. Is it Spider-Man fart or are we meant to say like
four art?
Yeah, it's because, you know, we all, because like, you know, we're really paying homage to a lot of like the creative endeavors of the artists that have you know, drawn Spider-Man
but
over
the years.
But this
happened directly after Ned did a little fart. So what's that about?
That was actually improv by the actor who plays Ned. And it was just, we're all chuckling.
You can always say that if you fart on set. Yeah. I'm improvising.
So like, we thought it was very funny. So we put it in there.
One of the most famous improvisations features fart.
That's true.
In the Usual Suspects. Benedict.
I think he's saying Benedict Kanunu.
Benedict. What's his name? Benedict.
Benicio Del Toro?
Del Toro. Benicio Del Toro.
Benedict Del Toro?
You can see why I got confused.
Benicio Benedict Nunu Del Toro. Yeah.
He kept doing farts in the lineup photo. Yeah, that's why they're all laughing.
It's very funny. So we're calling it Spider-Man 4
art. It's 4 art.
Yeah, it's 4 art.
Yeah, exactly. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Isn't 4 usually like an F? So...
What? I don't think so.
Anyway, Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, Klee.
We're not seeing Klee again.
And also Doctor Strange has a third eye.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a remnant / leftover of the darker ending that Doctor Strange was meant to have, which is that the bad Doctor Strange wins. So you got bad Doctor Strange and the good Doctor Strange is either dead or stuck in a different dimension.
Yeah.
So that's what the third eye teases.
Yeah.
But
it's not the case.
Yeah. So it's kind of gone from, so when he was in the bad place.
Oh, yeah, because it was like, don't do this thing or you could get corrupted like the other one was.
And it's either like, the original script was like, he gets trapped there and then evil Doctor fixes the world or whatever, but everyone doesn't realize. And then this one is now, it's like, well, he's going down
the
dark path.
He was corrupted, but then he went in a hole with Klee.
Here is the next time we see Doctor Strange. He's going to get a costume change to like a more... He's going to go full Gandalf the White, I think.
Yeah.
Where he's going to be like, I went to a place. I've stopped... Okay, base of speculation.
Great time for this.
Thank you.
We are in that podcast.
That is the show. Avengers 5 is presumably going to be about... What do they call them? Infractions? Conversions?
Yeah.
Distractions?
No conversions.
I don't think that's convergences. Whatever. Universes colliding.
Yeah.
But then Doctor Strange
incursions.
Incursions.
Yeah. Doctor Strange will come in. Band Converge.
Or Gandalf the White and be like, I was away in the dark dimension.
I was in a hole with
I was Klee. In a hole and I've stopped a bunch of...
Perfect name for Avengers 5. Avengers. Yeah. Klee's hole.
Yeah.
They got to stop...
Hole of Klee.
They got to stop naming these movies. That's a crazy takeaway. I've seen the new movie.
I got to ticket.
And then just a blank screen.
Oh, then from movie to...
movie doesn't have a title anymore.
It also doesn't have pictures.
Huh? No, that's the opening credits.
Yeah.
Ron Downey Jr. Simu Liu. And then just a blank screen. Marvel presents.
I guess after they originally almost named this movie Klee, Hole of Klee, they decided no title is better.
It was safer to just not give it a title. But no, I think...
We all got very day drunk and we figured the best thing to do was to do nothing at all.
Yeah, exactly. People, hey, movies 100 years have been naming them. We're going to be the first person to not.
Yeah, our movie's got no name. Yeah.
People say, hey, can I get tickets to the new Marvel movie?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people will be saying, Marvel. Yeah. Actually, this is starting to sound like a good idea.
Yeah.
Brand recognition's on the lips.
That's true. Which Marvel movie? Oh.
Oh.
Oh, I know that. Okay, two tickets to come on in.
Yeah, so Klee, she's not coming back.
No. I think we're going to get like, we are getting a Doctor Strange film though at some point.
He's recognizable. He's one of the original Avengers, kind of.
And we know Benedict Dunu, so it's all there.
And it did decent.
So
behind Spider-Man, it is the highest grossing MCU movie post COVID.
I think we're going to get that. I think in the more recent comic books, they did like a War Doctor.
Oh,
it's kind of like it's very time, Doctor Who.
Yeah, okay.
War Doctor is also a Doctor Who.
At one point, like Doctor Strange goes in with the Vishanti or whatever. There's this giant war with the other people, gods or whatever, and he's like does like a 1,000-year fight, like a 1,000-year war or whatever, and or 10,000 years, whatever it is. And eventually, like whatever happens, and then that War Doctor kind of gets locked away. The memories get locked away because he won. And then it's like, oh, the new Doctor Strange is back in the blink of an eye. So he has no memories of that, but he's like, I guess we did something. Don't know what it was.
Yeah.
And eventually that guy gets free. And then it's like Doctor Strange versus the War Doctor. So then you have evil Doctor Who. Nope, evil Doctor Strange.
So kind of like what happens in this movie.
Yeah.
In Multiverse of Madness, just do it again.
Yeah.
Have Doctor Strange v. Doctor Strange for the second movie in a row.
Yeah.
That's like a good idea.
But an older, more asshole-y
the Strange. One that maybe lived through the destruction of a universe and killed the Avengers.
Oh, yes.
And maybe they could have a big musical fight.
Forgot about the musical fight.
What's his name? Jonathan Hickman, when he did all the whole incursion stuff. Mm. It's like Doctor Strange becomes like... it's not Album Raz. That can't be right.
Album
Raz. They've also said they've decided to leave the Earth 616 version of Mordo for another day.
They're not going back there.
That day's coming. So technically originally they're going to address it.
Not
the
anymore.
The Wanda killed by Wanda scene apparently isn't canon. Yep. They're saving it for another day. Yeah. That other day ain't coming.
Yeah.
Mm.
So yeah, that's abandoned as well.
What's next?
I don't even know what, I guess, so currently the only thing we have is Thunderbolts.
Yep.
And Spider-Man being by himself.
Yes.
Those are the only two threads that they've gone with so far.
Mm.
Thor, Love, and Thunder. How the fuck does that end?
So Thor's got a kid now.
Not anymore.
Adopted the child. Yeah. It's the child is a god.
Yeah. I think we'll get like maybe the opening scene of theoretical Thor 5. We'll see the daughter doing stuff like just like on
aged up.
Aged up.
But I don't think she'll feature terribly much.
Well, because if you make her like, say, like mid-20s, then you can just have her... away, and Thor doesn't have to look after her, which is what they will do.
She'll be in the Young Avengers
movie.
We'll get to that. Because Young Avengers definitely happening. We're also only just going through movies currently. I've ignored every TV show.
I think for a time we might have to.
No! People are looking down being like, why did they do a 7-hour baseless speculation on this?
There's a
lot to talk about. Mm. A lot of movies out there.
So yeah, Thor... They'll keep the kid just because they can't write a kid out without it being, like, because then you get, like, fucking websites being like, well, what happened to Thor's baby killed?
She's a god, so it was going to be a throwaway line if they do a Thor to be just like, she went off, like, she's a god, so she went off to do her, cosmic god shit.
There's also now three canon heavens in the MCU.
Yeah. Good. Presumably, just none all heavens are real, I guess.
Yeah, because there's Valhalla at the end of Thor, Love, and Thunder, which you also get a tease of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Suggesting that maybe Jane we'll as Thor back. Will be back, mm-hmm. and guy whom sees, what's mm-hmm. his name?
Heimdall?
Heimdall will also be back, because he's greeting her to Valhalla.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't think that's coming back.
No. What's next?
Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. So this is another Young Avengers tease.
Yeah. Right?
This time they've teased an actual child.
Like a full baby. Yeah.
It's like four.
Yeah.
Well, if he goes space and how time work different.
Okay. Space Black Panther.
I think what's going to happen here is ignored.
Yes.
Until they need unless they want to make another Black Panther movie in about 15 years, maybe 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they age him up to be like, oh, now he's 18 to 20.
I think all that's going to kind of remain in the like kind of continuous storytelling of the MCU is Wakanda as like a location for things to happen and technology to come from.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't think any characters, maybe Riri, maybe in the Ironheart TV show, if that's still happening.
Oh, yeah, that's coming. You know that was finished
quite a
while ago and was ready to be released last year in 2023.
Is that the sound of a text from?
Yeah, yeah.
And the sound of a little bit of a delete button?
There's enough TV shows I think people have forgotten some.
Yeah.
That you can get away with just not releasing it. Yeah.
Take a little note from Zaza's book.
Then Phase 5 starts. Yep. Ant-Man versus the Wasp, Quantumania.
Now that would be a good movie.
What happened? So Kang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is not
but actually,
now.
Sorted. Yeah. Don't worry about Kang. Yeah. Actually, Loki
Ant-Man
took care
it.
Of that,
yeah.
sort of.
Yeah.
Ant-Man and Loki fixed it.
Yeah.
Good for them.
What else happens at the end of that?
He's just looking.
Oh, no, it's just the world of Kangs.
Just Kangs.
He's just walking down the street, and he's like...
That's not the post credits scene.
That's
the end of the movie.
That's the end. Yeah.
He's like, oh, did I fuck everything up?
No, I'm good. Which is funny.
Yeah.
The solution
I got tiny,
is,
beat a lad, I'm all good.
Yeah, that's all I needed to do.
You know? And all the Kangs, they're gone.
Yeah.
They'll be defeated by Loki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 teases a Star-Lord solo film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that really depends on how well Superman goes.
Yeah.
You're wrong. I think on how well
Warner Brothers treats James Gunn.
Let me just quickly remind you.
Let's just have a look at the writers of Coyote.
Great question.
Coyote vs. Ugly.
It's James something, right?
James Fun? James.
James Sun? Knife?
James.
James Punches?
James Fist?
Was it something? Was it
hang on. It says story by. Jeremy Slater.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
that's
not James Gunn.
And James Gunn.
Do you think it's the same James Gunn?
And it was also produced by James Gunn.
Yeah. Interesting. So I think it really depends on how Universal treat James Gunn.
Okay, so, and other than that, it teased a brand new Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Which, again, presumably we will see in an Avengers movie.
And I guess also, look, we will give Marvel the benefit of the doubt here, which is that is not a tease necessarily.
No, that's true.
This is more just like, hey, this series is done, but as like a hopeful ending. Like, hey, they're out there still having adventures. You won't see them, but which is fine. That's a normal thing.
Yeah, I think if we never saw any of the characters from Guardians of the Galaxy again, that would be totally okay.
Yeah, because I just want to make it
in
clear.
In a normal movie, that would be how movies end.
Can I just, it just took me by surprise. So, like, again, it's about like, things that just haven't come up again or like loose threads. So the Guardians of the Galaxy team changes with Rocket being the new leader and the members being Groot, Kraglin, Cosmo, Adam Warlock, Phyla, and Blurp.
Who the fuck is Blurp?
Who is Blurp?
Who is Blurp?
Who is Blurp?
Philia? Is Blurp
Philia
the kid?
Blurp? Philia, Phyla? Like, I don't know how you... Yeah, I've only ever read that one, but that's...
Phyla. Is that the kid?
Blurp is Adam's dog.
Adam Warlock had a dog?
Yeah, remember? He liked
Is it like a crab dog?
That dog.
Is it a dog or is it a cat? It's a dog, isn't it?
Is it a crab?
No, there's that... thing you keep saving.
Yeah.
That's Blurp, I suppose.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, it's a Blurp.
Okay.
All right. But I think that's
Oh,
more,
yeah. It's like this that, fucking crab dog
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, the crab
I
dog
know
with the little
crab.
Eyes. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think, yeah, that's just setting up. If anyone wanted to take on the Guardians, they could. That's not James.
But again, in a normal movie, that would just be like
it's
a nice
ending.
It's fine.
It's the same way in fucking Batman Dark Knight Rises where it's like he's still out there and he's just drinking lattes with Catwoman.
Yeah, like That doesn't mean we're going to get the Batman four or whatever. It just means...
It doesn't mean we're going to get Batman Beyond no matter how much we scream about
all
it.
All you're going to do is you can imagine that Bruce Wayne is fighting crime in Rome.
This is how movies normally end.
He's going to fix a Colosseum.
Yeah, he's going to do it.
He's got some work, dude. He's out for him. He's
and then
one man.
The last,
take on the Pope, yes?
The last movie that's been released that has so many threads, and it's going to tie all of this together because I think that what this movie has done has taken a shit on something that they've been building for movies now.
Yeah.
So the Marvels.
Yep.
It ends with a huge Young Avengers. Oh. It's the first time we hear them say Young Avengers.
Yeah. Which they immediately laugh at. Classic Marvel. Vintage Marvel, dude.
They laugh at it. They mock the fact that they're not children. They're like adults.
Marvel
just young-ish adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also,
Kamala probably not coming back.
Could do.
Why? What has she been in?
Was Miss Marvel well-received? Like, of the TV Ms. shows, Marvel, it was one of the ones we liked the most, but I don't know financially how it
but
did.
But it is an Apple, you see.
Yeah, that is true. It is an Apple.
So, Ms. Marvel was watched by less people than Secret Invasion.
Oh, oh no. That's, okay, that's damn it.
And had half the viewership of Hawkeye.
Well, that's grimmer. Okay.
That's grim.
A shame. That's a shame. She-Hulk did double it as well.
Do you reckon we'll
and
get...
that was a bomb.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
well,
a shame.
Yep, that's it for Kamala Khan.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's a shame. Yeah. Especially if Marvel are making this push to only do recognizable, or like characters that have a lot of, I don't know what you said
history?
Before. Or like, well, like effectively, I suppose what they're saying is we're going to focus on characters that have been in older movies. You know
or
what I mean?
Just like brand recognition.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Because like, you know, like Ms. Marvel is like is sort of more of a recent generation.
It's sort of a modern kind of character. Like
character,
yeah, yeah.
Same
yeah.
with like Hulkling, same with the Young Avengers, yeah. the Runaways, all those kind
but
of
if
stuff.
But your John Q movies from before, yeah. you know
you,
the Hulk.
You know the 90s, yeah. so you know the Hulk, mm-hmm. you know X-Men, the animated series,
you know
which
Spider-Man.
Is coming back. Spider-Man, and now you know Iron Man because you kind of know
because you saw
Robert Downey Jr.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so there's not only that. I also forgot about the other part, which was Monica Rambeau.
Yeah, she got mutant.
She's in X-Men now.
Yeah, she's in X-Men,
but
now.
Not the Fox universe. No, a different universe. Yeah. One we will never see again.
That's so
yeah,
funny.
She's gone.
Yeah, she's gone. She's been because Deadpool will sort all of that out. Yeah. She's gone.
She's gone. A sort of cosmic cask of what you know that story where the guy gets trapped in the wall. That's what, you know it's a famous Edgar Allan Poe story. The cask,
Telltale Heart.
No, the cask of Amityville or something.
Just knocking on the wall.
No, and the guy gets drunk and he puts him and then he builds a wall.
He's like,
in
go
front.
In the wall, dude. And he goes in the wall. He's like, motherfucker, I'm building the wall up in front of you. You're trapped in the wall.
Gets him drunk, goes in the hole, and he just like puts him in the hole.
He breaks him. That's what they did to Monica Rambeau.
And also what they did to that train in. Thomas the Tank Engine, yeah.
But trains could live forever, so it's in many ways a worse hell.
Yeah. Mm.
We're not seeing Monica Rambeau again. We're not seeing Kamala Harris again.
Kamala
Harris. She's done. Dude.
She's done, dude.
Jackson's calling the election now.
Yeah.
Maybe we're not seeing Captain Marvel again as well, possibly.
I mean,
we might in an Avengers, but are we getting Captain Marvel 3?
I think that we're probably going to see, like, Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel, maybe in an Avengers cameo when they do, like, Avengers 5.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're just going to relegate a lot of this to, like, side characters
cameos.
Who were there but not really there, who we're just going to, like, you're going to see. Same with, like, the majority of, characters that were a bit of a swing and a miss from, like, you know, John Q movie and any takeaway message that the execs are taking. So it's like any female character that was like no big following, gone.
Mm. Yeah, gone.
That's a side character there.
Mm-hmm. That's somebody who can turn up in with a musical sting
to fight
a bunch of guys.
Like, I'm sure, you know, it depends how well Thunderbolts goes before, mm-hmm. like, the new Hawkeye and White Widow, they might be on the chopping block.
Well, I guess, like, just very quickly, and this will be rapid fire, we won't discuss it as much, because, Jackson, I know you've got places to be.
Mm. I mean, we can keep going.
Yeah. So WandaVision ends with White Vision and Wanda's children.
Yeah.
Half of that's dealt with sadly, but in Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
White Vision goes up.
He's in the sky.
He goes gone.
I don't think he's coming back.
I reckon we're going to get Vision back, though, because he's recognizable.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get not White Vision, we're just going to get Vision again.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's just going to be like, weren't you like a White Vision? He's like,
No,
I'm Vision again.
Well, because he got his
memories. My memories back.
So it's the same guy.
I'm me again.
I don't think he's coming back. And if he does come back, it's this cameo. It's just Avengers.
We're not getting a Vision movie.
No.
Well, there's meant to be Vision Quest, remember? Mm.
That's true. Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah.
I reckon we're going to get, if we...
You know what? My swing for the fence here is that Vision Quest will happen, only because people are fond of WandaVision.
Yeah.
People often are like, that's the best show because they were weird with it. Mm,
yeah.
Vision is a recognizable character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get, and what'll end up happening is he'll go back to being voice AI.
Whoa.
So he'll go back to being that Jarvis where he doesn't have a body, he's just going to talk to people.
What about this?
Like
rewriting of Ironheart
to make Vision's
Jarvis. Or in the movie, guys
Vision
at the end become Jarvis.
To make Vision, the suit kind of stuff. Ironheart, so it's like, even though Ironheart is in the suit, it's actually a boy.
It's still a boy, don't
worry.
It's
still a boy, guys.
It's still a banana.
This teenage girl is Vision.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so, like, if you, even though it's, like, Riri's in the suit. It's actually Vision, and it's Vision's voice. So don't worry. He's a 50-year-old man. He's our guy again. I don't know how old Paul Bettany is, probably, but I'm assuming 50. He's not young.
Yeah. Falcon and Winter Soldier. Falcon's Captain America now. We'll see that.
Loki, he's tree.
He's tree. They wrapped it up.
Loki ties everything together. What If doesn't count. No. Hawkeye, Kate Bishop, Young Avengers, not happening.
No.
Hawkeye probably won't even stay retired, I don't reckon.
No, yeah, he'll come out of retirement. Absolutely.
Moon Knight, who cares? Nothing that happened in that will have any weight on anything.
No, no, exactly. I think I think people just like Oscar Isaac. Yeah. And I think the suit is nice to look at. So I reckon we'll only get a
Avengers cameo?
Either Avengers cameo, or if they do anything with, like, if they do the sort of Blade, Midnight Sunsy type thing, it'll just be him there. But don't worry, he doesn't have the multiple personalities. He's just a guy in a suit. Don't worry about it.
He'll be the funniest Oscar Isaac Moon Knight will be.
When we were speculating about Moon Knight, we were like, are they going to do Moon Knight or Meme Knight? He's Meme Knight.
Another swing is, I reckon they scrap Blade because there's talks that they're making a Midnight Suns movie. I reckon they'll just squeeze those two together.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Rather than using Blade testing to see if people like that and then building to the Midnight Suns movie.
It's just all at once.
The movie will be an introduction to Blade for the first 20 minutes, and then he'll get recruited to the Midnight Suns.
Oh, yeah.
That's the movie.
And then they'll fight like Mephisto or Dracula. And that's when you get Moon Knight being like, I want my money.
Yes. There you go. Wrap. There you go. Done.
Money in the bank.
Cut. You're good.
Ms. Marvel, we've already seen the follow-up to that in the Marvels, not going anywhere else. Yeah. She-Hulk, gone.
Oh, but that's...
The Hulk's son!
The Hulk's son with his terrible haircut!
Scar's not coming
back. Please! Come on!
Or if they do bring him back, they'll bring him back in a Hulk movie, which apparently isn't happening. And in that, he'll have different hair.
Fuck!
That sucks. That's
Secret Invasion.
You've wrecked my life.
That also won't be tied into anything. The Kree Skrull stuff is now done.
Yeah. Secret Invasion was great because they did the film and then the Marvels came out and they didn't address what was happening in the film.
Immediately, like, we knew it was
even
away.
Though it features the same character.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Echo?
Echo?
Might come back in Deadpool. Dark? No. Other one. Daredevil?
Maybe.
But also they're rewriting it currently and no one watched Echo, so probably not.
Yeah, it seems unlikely.
John Fisk or whatever his name is. Benjamin Fisk.
You got this. One more try. You got one more try.
Kevin Fisk?
No.
Wilson Fisk. Kingpin.
Yeah, Kingpin.
He'll be back in Daredevil, but the character development or anything that happened to him in Echo will not
very
be relevant.
Different.
He might have an eye patch, maybe.
He might be from the original Daredevil on Netflix. He might be that character again.
Absolutely.
Hard to say.
That's everything. So I think the answer of what they're abandoning in is pretty much everything.
Yep.
They will just introduce a new threat, which will then be what the Avengers team up for.
Yeah.
And then if that Avengers movie is a battle world movie, which is seeming more and more likely that it will be, great place to reboot everything and start again.
Captain America and Thunderbolts will be tied in together, so whatever they deal with, whatever one comes last will probably tease the Avengers threat. Mm-hmm. What else was there? I feel like there's something else that was... hot on the heels of being released that I can't remember the name of. Yeah, dude.
Sorry,
I
got nothing.
Fantastic Four!
Fantastic Four is in a weird place where it's...
in the 60s.
It's set clearly
in the
60s.
We'll do a whole episode about that later.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about that one.
Relax. So
calm down.
Yeah, I think this is going to... all these kind of like plot threads will either never appear again or will just be hand-waved away to be like, those were part of a different universe and that universe got incurred.
Yeah, exactly. We're starting with new characters in this world. The X-Men, they're here, we're here always.
Yeah.
That's the big change. And
we're going to get new guys from like films that you loved from the 90s.
Yeah.
You might think that they're too old to play these.
We could not disagree more.
But we could... nothing could be further from the truth.
You're so wrong.
You idiots.
Yeah. And then I guess with these new, you know, after this hypothetical reboot of the universe, what they'll be kind of counting on is that you're excited to see what's changed.
Yeah.
Which is what comic book reboot universe thing.
We're going to get guy that was new Iceman in Maverick. He'll be Iron Man.
Glenn Powell.
Iron Man. Sydney Sweeney's Black Widow.
Why not?
But Florence Pugh will still be there because she's hot property still, and we've got her in contract, so why we write her out? Yeah. But she's not going to do anything.
No.
But I think in fact, we might recast her as something else.
Yeah. She could be...
she can be Janet.
Yeah, okay, done.
Whatever. Nice. We're going to be a big old reshuffling. Yeah, we're going to get younger actors and maybe more established ones.
Oh, and the young Avengers is...
Danny DeVito as Jarvis, but the guy Jarvis. I just want Danny DeVito in these Marvel
Captain.
Films.
I know, we're running out of time.
I know. He's
just a little bit of tease, I guess, of the future. Captain America Brave New World also is going to address the young Avengers thing because the new Falcon is in that.
Oh, I
so
see.
So they'll probably be the Kamala Khan and Kate Bishop being like, hey, new Falcon.
Join Avengers. Our team.
The team that no one cares about, even though we've got so many likable actors.
Yep. Yeah.
And also, this is going to be wild to me, and I can probably explain why this is an insane thing to say.
Yeah.
So Anthony Mackie, whilst teasing this, has been like, hey, my Captain America will not be judgmental. And he has a different understanding of what it is to be a good guy or a bad guy.
Okay.
He has then likened his portrayal in the film to the Tupac song, Hit 'Em Up. Now, that won't mean anything to you.
Yeah.
But I know the song Hit 'Em Up. Mm-hmm. And that's the song that is widely credited as getting Tupac shot. Because it's a diss track that goes so far.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah, he releases this and everyone's like, wow, that was really savage and brutal and we're not shocked that he got shot.
That's going to be Anthony Mackie's... Okay. It's also very funny to introduce the new...
Yeah, also the Isaiah Bradley kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah,
that,
true.
You know, I think his grandson being a new Captain America or whatever, Patriot or Young Patriot, whatever his name is. Yeah, it's not happening.
That's not,
Hit 'Em Up is like, hey, you shot me, but you didn't kill me, so now you're going to face my wrath.
Okay. And that's cool because we've just not seen any indication that that's Anthony Mackie's portrayal of Captain America until now, I guess. Awesome.
Cool.
I think it's really crazy that like they're clearly setting up the young Avengers, but at no point did they establish that the previous Avengers had retired. If you're establishing that, because then there's a need to pass the torch.
Yeah.
Without it, it's just introducing new, smaller versions of the heroes
like,
you know and
they
love.
They sort of had this in the comics, and they could have done this sort of like iteration of it, which is to be like, cool, well, the Avengers, they did the Avengers thing, and they saved the world, but they're all getting old or whatever, and that's why we need the Avengers Initiative.
Yeah.
And that's when you introduce, like, you know, the establishment where these younger kind of people are getting trained up. And then you can kind of do the whole thing where you're like, oh, these people are getting trained up, a lot of different cameos, and then you're like, hang on a second, is the system corrupt, and that's when the young Avengers who all meet there, they break away from the Avengers Initiative because they're just being government stooges and being like, oh, you know, you can not do the Skrull shit, but you can just be like, oh, we're just being part of the, you know, American war machine, which you don't really want to be part
of. That's not why we want to fight crime. Yeah.
Now we're doing things that the government has to do, which is where we're echoing what Captain America did about the Sokovia Accords.
Yeah.
And then you break away from that.
Because they're like, well, we want to have our cake and eat it too. Mm-hmm. So we want to introduce these new characters so we don't have to pay them as much, I guess, as these prior big name actors.
Yeah.
But we can't get rid of these because this is what people expect out of our movies. So we're going to try and do both and do a terrible job of,
it is crazy how they've approached this.
Yeah, it's really, it's like, bananas stuff.
Yeah, because you give it like a long history of comic books, which most is garbage.
Oh, but you guys read a comic book?
Yeah, I have. Trash all the way down with these glimmers of hope.
Yeah.
And so you could, kind of like pick and choose, kind of like, you know, Civil War comics,
kind
of trash, and then they did a better job in the film.
They like
to just take the name of famous comic books, and because Endgame. Infinity War, I mean. Infinity War, nothing to do with.
So it's kind of like, you know, they got the name, some of the stuff they can kind of, you know, oh, we'll take a little bit of this and that and then just, you know, make it a bit better. And they could have done that and they decided, no.
But I guess they'll just kind of like wring as much money out of it as a franchise.
Right into the ground until they're only losing money.
Because it doesn't matter and then they'll just make other movies.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. Or maybe this will be the end. This is the start of the no titled movies and.
No title and no movie. Can I get one ticket to... And then you just watch a black screen for 2 hours.
Wow, I kind of miss movies now. I took them for granted.
I was talking this up. It's actually not as good.
Yeah.
Or they'll just be like, hey, we're making a lot of tax write-offs this year.
No movie
year. Slate of tax write-offs.
That's awesome. Crazy. Maybe that's what movie studios should do in the future. Yeah. They just get the CEOs to announce productions of films and then write all of them off as tax write-offs, delete every movie, and then... kind of break even. But the thrill!
Oh, the thrill.
Absolutely. For the joy. Woo. For the pure buzz.
And then, sort of break it down and sell it off wholesale to... Yeah. new and upcoming studios that have no money or, now because they spent it all.
Legal
on,
companies or source companies.
Yeah.
Or
whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of cool to see what, I don't know.
Well, I guess like the best way to look Heinz at how the MCU's...
Heinz Iron Man.
Whoa. Oh, the MCU's going currently and the plans that are just like falling apart is Avengers Secret Wars, which is meant to be the end of Phase 6, was originally announced to be coming out in November 2025. Mm-hmm. It's now currently scheduled for May 7, 2027.
Oh, yeah.
And that's changed in the space of like 6 or so months. So it's probably going to get blown out more and more.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's no building to it anymore, really, because the movies that are announced in between now and Avengers 5 and 6, Deadpool and Wolverine, Captain America, Thunderbolts, Fantastic Four, Blade. What's that going to build to? This is a satisfying team-up movie. So that's it's just going to be a fucking sequel to Captain America. That's the only thing they could do here.
Yeah.
So, look.
Dr. Doom if he was bitten by Dracula.
Yeah.
Okay, smart. Okay. Good idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, the MCU, as you can probably tell now, they've fucked it.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Bring on the no title, no movies.
Yeah.
Make us miss movies and then maybe they'll be good again.
It's going to make our job hard.
Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen in the new movie? Nothing.
I reckon I'll sit there.
Untitled 2025.
Yeah. Look, their strategy, I get why they're doing it, but I think they're trying to have the cake and eat it too of like stopping but also keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just,
and I think that it's going to be a while before we see a pristine bed that isn't covered in diarrhea.
Yeah. Mm. I think you're very right on that one. Yeah. I think you're very right.
I'm looking forward to when, the MCU changes their diet from crabs and prunes to maybe something a bit more fiber.
Yeah. Start eating Weetabix. Yeah.
A bread.
Yeah. A bread. Maybe they'll have some Metamucil. Yeah. I don't know.
But we like the movies.
We do.
You must remember that about us.
We like entertainment.
We want to see a good superhero movie. Nothing would make me happier.
Yeah.
Mm.
Unfortunately, it's been pretty grim for a long time.
Yeah, Ben Grimm.
Ben? The Thing.
Yeah. Mm.
I know what you're doing.
He's got four fingers again now.
Did he?
Who do you mean?
The new Thing has four fingers, like in the comic books.
Okay, they did the other one have five?
Yeah.
Is that a problem?
I guess so.
I didn't either.
What? Mm. I didn't pay attention.
Like he's a turtle?
Yeah, like he's a turtle.
Well, they have three.
You mean a ninja turtle?
Yeah,
like a ninja turtle. Ba-na-na-na-na.
Regular turtles don't even have any fingers.
You know, ba-na-na-na-na.
What's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Ninja Turtles.
Ba-na-na-na-na.
Owned by a rat. Living in sewers, eating pizza, getting fat. Ninja Turtles!
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah,
I know.
We know turtles.
Everything's going to be good.
Yeah.
Delete some movies. It feels awesome. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys.
Right, brother.
Yeah. Oh, I never hit the back off.